This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States and Russia are pointing fingers at each other over the now abandoned Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Signed by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987, it was seen as a signature achievement of the Cold War. On his way to Australia today for his first official trip since being confirmed last month, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper was asked if the end of INF could lead to a new arms race.
Russia has been racing, if anybody, to develop these systems in violation of the treaty, not us. And, you know, the traditional sense of an arms race has been in a nuclear context. Right now, we don't have plans to build nuclear-tipped INF range weapons. It's the Russians who have developed non-compliant, likely, possibly nuclear-tipped weapons. So I don't see an arms race happening. I do see us taking proactive measures to develop a capability that we need for both the European theater and certainly this theater, the Indo-PACOM theater.
Esper also raised the possibility the United States could decide to deploy conventional intermediate-range missiles in Asia, though he would not say where or when. India has deported a former Maldives vice president, Ahmed Adib, who is facing attempted murder and corruption charges at home. He's been accused of trying to assassinate then-Maldives president Abdullah Yameen in 2015. Adib reportedly tried to enter India's southern port of Tuticorin on Thursday aboard a tugboat. The vessel's crew and Adib were apprehended at the international maritime boundary line. The earthquake was strong, 6.8 magnitude, and buildings shook as far away as the capital, Jakarta, but the Indonesian island of Java suffered only minor damages this morning. Still, authorities say one person died of a heart attack and four others were injured. More than 100 houses and buildings were reported damaged, and at least 1,000 people fled to temporary shelters. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. China's foreign ministry is criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese imports he has not already taxed. Beijing is threatening countermeasures. Apparently unfazed by that, Mr. Trump said Friday the current situation cannot be allowed to continue.
We have been treated so badly, and I don't blame China. I blame our past leaders, our past presidents, our past trade representatives. They've done a terrible job.
Zhang Jun is China's new United Nations ambassador.
If U.S. wishes to talk, then we will talk. If they want to fight, then we will fight.
Economists predict U.S. consumers will find themselves paying more for such things as cell phones, clothing, and toys, key items during the Christmas holiday shopping season. The United States and the Taliban are holding an eighth round of peace talks today in Qatar. Officials say it is the most crucial stage of the negotiations, designed to bring an end to the 18-year war in Afghanistan. Earlier this week, Suhail Shaheen, who speaks for the Taliban, told VOA the two sides are closing in on a draft text. He said, quote, "We have addressed all major issues." Meanwhile, the United Nations reports there was a sharp rise in civilian casualties in Afghanistan last month. The UN says more than 1,500 civilians were killed and injured in July, the highest total for any single month since May 2017. The United Nations Refugee Agency says it welcomes the closure of three detention centers in Libya, but voices concern about the whereabouts and fate of the refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants who were held in those facilities. Andrei Mihajlovic is a UN Refugee Agency spokesman.
What we are calling on now is for an orderly release of all refugees in detention centers to urban settings, and we stand ready to provide these people with assistance through our urban programs that would include some form of financial assistance, medical and psychosocial support.
Military authorities in Sudan have arrested more suspects in the shooting deaths of protesters in the cities of El Obeid on Monday and Omdurman on Thursday. This week's protests were sparked by demands for justice for all those killed and wounded in demonstrations the past 6 months. Sudanese rights activists say they want the upcoming transitional government to ensure that justice is also carried out for victims of sexual violence. South Korea says it will end Japan's status as a preferred trading partner in retaliation for Tokyo making the same move against Seoul. Japan last month restricted exports of high-tech materials to South Korea. Those materials are used to produce semiconductors, smartphone displays, and other electronics. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.